The Los Angeles city attorney wants to take out the trash. Today, he announced a new task force to tackle the illegal dumping of waste in the streets. Rebecca Gibeon reports.
You can't walk through the streets of South LA or Boyle Heights without noticing the piles of trash in alleyways and on corners. Dumping of waste in alleys, on streets, or in the LA River is illegal. LA City Attorney Mike Fuhrer announced today a new task force that will focus on removing the waste and prosecuting offenders.
We're going to aggressively pursue through the strike force and our prosecutorial efforts anyone who dumps in a neighborhood. But I want to state that other forms of dumping, including toxic dumping into waterways, threatens people's health and safety. Our families deserve better than that.
Along with 10 other agencies, the LA City Attorney's Office is identifying 9 chronic dumping spots around the city. They hope to clean up the sites, talk to the communities, and develop enforcement strategies, such as putting cameras in alleyways or encouraging residents to call when they see illegal dumping. Frank Matalgian, the deputy director of the city attorney's office, says the task force plans to start evaluating the sites as soon as possible.
We're starting with 30 days. We will evaluate the sites, get them cleaned up.
Illegal dumping can carry high fines and heavy cleanup costs. Some South LA residents, like Jesus Marquez, like the idea of the new task force and think the illegal dumping hurts the aesthetic of the neighborhood.
It makes the community look really bad. You don't even want to be in that street, you know?
Ernestine Marks, another resident of South LA, thinks the trash dumping has a wide impact on the community.
I wish the people would learn not to put trash in other people's land, because they do. If they see something empty or empty apartment, they throw their trash, and it's awful. It looks ugly. It's not healthy.
Marks hopes the task force will actually do what they set out to do.
We just have to see what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and how soon they're going to do it.
The task force hopes community members will pitch in and do their share by picking up after themselves and helping others to do the same. Rebecca Gibeon, Annenberg Radio News.